Hey there, welcome to my podcast. My name is Dominique Beaumonte, and this is Seasoned with Salt. So anybody who knows me knows that I really, really love college football, primarily the Oregon Ducks, but I'm a Pac-12 guy. I just love college football. I love the art. I have a master's degree in higher education administration and did my thesis looking at like the ways that the culture and the experience of being a football player, a college athlete, impacts the success, the overall life success of African-American men. I just love football. And I love everything that has to do with it, especially college football. And a lot of my leadership practices, a lot of the analogies that I use, a lot of the coaching strategies that I've employed over the years have really been birthed in some of the things that I've read, like books by coaches, just really studying coaches, primarily on the college level. And so I thought it would be cool to have as a guest someone who understands this very well. Today's guest is a friend of mine. I'm calling him a friend of mine, even though we just recently met, Edwin Weathersby. He is the director of football player personnel at UC Davis. And this year they experienced some great success as they went to the semifinals, and I thought it would be really cool to chat with him. But before I chat with him, I just wanted to draw your attention to a couple of things. I named this podcast Lessons That We Can Learn from a Football Scout. And I want you to be really like open your mind and your heart to kind of listen to some of the things that go into the work of being a college football scout, and maybe the way that the experience that Edwin has had and the work that he does overlaps with just your coaching philosophy, your philosophy with regard to mentorship, selection of friends. I'm curious to just hear about the overlap that others find, as I have been so privileged to find so much overlap in my personal life with football and coaching. So without further ado, check out the interview. Let me know how you like it. Share it on your networks. Write reviews if you feel so inclined. But I appreciate you tuning into this episode and look forward to talking to you soon. Check out the interview. Okay, so Edwin is the director of player personnel at UC Davis. And he is essentially responsible for scouting new talent. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do on a day-to-day basis.
From a day-to-day basis, my job consists of evaluating players from high school to junior college. Sometimes there will be players in college that express interest in wanting to transfer to UC Davis, so I'll evaluate them. As well as managing our recruiting board, our recruiting database, supervising interns, and other duties that pertain to football administration and operations.
Wow. So I think that a lot of times people think that like success for an athletic program is just based on like what happens on the field. And I think your perspective would probably be that like the work of having a successful football season like is a year around process. Like what goes into what do you have to do to ensure a successful football season?
I have to establish a culture of commitment, accountability, work ethic, passion, and establishing just the overall culture is part of the fabric of the foundation of success for what your season can be. I think that's imperative. Our coaches do a great job, especially our head coach, Coach Hawkins, does a great job of preaching. Culture is what's the most important thing, and it's a culture of family. And as I said before, being committed, passionate, and being accountable to all of our roles and each other.
Okay. You mentioned the word culture. Like when you're looking for an ideal member of a team, Like, what are you looking for? Is it talent? Is it just raw talent? Is it potential? Is it integrity? Like, what are the things? Maybe give me an example of like how you determine somebody's, you know, ability to be a good contributor to the community.
It's pretty much all those things that you just mentioned. For myself, my job, you know, specifically pertains to looking and evaluating the kids' physical talent. People in my position were always trying to find the best players possible, the most talented players possible. But for a program like UC Davis, what I've learned that you have to find the right players. Not everybody can be admitted to our school. Not everybody fits the culture that we've established. And not everybody fits the makeup of what it takes to be successful at a school like UC Davis. So when I'm watching film, there's critical factors at every position that I'm looking for. But as we dive deeper into each pertaining player, we're looking for their makeup and how we think that they would project to be successful on our team and on campus.
Cool. It seems like confidence is a really important aspect of athletics. How can you tell the difference between confidence and arrogance, and how much of that is coachable, or like how do you navigate that when you're dealing with individuals who have grown to be very confident in their physical ability?
That's a very good question. Obviously, it's a fine line navigating between someone that's simply confident versus someone that can be deemed arrogant. I think a confident person obviously knows and is sure of themselves and their talents, but an arrogant person probably puts themselves before the team. So someone that is always about the team and how can they serve the team and help the team, that's sure of themselves and sure of their role, I think that's where you can kind of assess that person being as more confident versus someone that's arrogant, where they're simply about themselves and they're not about the team and they're just simply sure of themselves and what they can do, and they make things strictly about themselves. Then that person is probably likely to be more arrogant and not as much as a team player.
How do you weigh character in an 18-year-old football player? Like, if you're just scouting somebody, you're looking for somebody, like, how can you ascertain what type of contributor there will be as far as integrity by just like looking at tape? Like, what are some of the things that you're looking for in a player?
As far as intangible things, you can see that on tape by just looking at the kid's body language, seeing how they play, how they compete. Their effort is huge. You know, you can watch tape and know the situation of the game and the down, and if their team is down by 40 points and it's the fourth quarter and you see them on tape and they're still going hard, then you know that that person is very committed and passionate, and that's something that you admire and you want on your team. And also we use other resources such as talking to their high school coaches and other people that know them. Nowadays it's big for a kid to have a trainer. We'll talk to that person, the person that's training them in the off season, and then namely the best resource is to really just sit down and have a conversation with the kid themselves.
Okay, well, that makes sense. How do you ascertain a kid's mental fortitude? Like, I know for me, like, just a person that loves sports and kind of deals with like sports related depression, like after I at my team like loses a game, like I'm kind of tore up, like, and it's sometimes difficult for me to like mentally enter into the next game with the full like sort of mindset, okay, we're gonna win this game, because I'm thinking about like, oh man, we made a mistake last time, you know, and we're kind of, that mistake kind of led to like perhaps us not being as successful. Like, how can you tell whether a kid has the capacity to bounce back, and then how do you coach that?
You really look at how, as I said before, the kid's body language. You also investigate how the kid has overcome some sort of adversity in their life. We've recruited players that have been born with a silver spoon in their mouth to players who are from unfortunate backgrounds. And we think everybody has a story. Well, everybody does have a story. But within their story, we search for the adversity and how that player responded to adversity. And we also like to see how a player responds and how we think they respond when they're in an environment that's uncomfortable. For us, I mean, you can know that by speaking to them, like we said, speaking with the high school coaches, and also just monitoring them and evaluating them when they come to our camp or when they come to our campus on unofficial visits, because you know, there'll be times where we're going to be on the road. Like this past year, we're in Montana and it's 26,000 people and we literally cannot hear one another talk because it's that loud and it's very uncomfortable for us. And so just finding out and putting the kid in different scenarios, be it in a one-on-one interview or at our camp or talking to people around the player, is trying to search for different examples of how they've responded to when they've been put in uncomfortable environments.
Okay. So just from a professional standpoint, what do you think you've learned about life, or what does being a football scout or a college football director of personnel, what have you learned from that experience that you think is applicable to like just life in general?
That really, somebody in my position, we're always mainly about trying to find the best players, the biggest, fastest, strongest, most talented players. In the year that I've been at UC Davis, I've learned that it's about finding the right fit. And I don't think that pertains just to football. I think that pertains to life, be it in the workplace, in relationships, friendships or anything of the sort, that it's not always about finding the most shiniest thing and the most appealing thing. It's about finding the right fit and what's best for you. And we try to find the right players that are best for us at UC Davis. And I've learned that quality people build quality programs. It is not just as far as a physical talent thing, but as far as just high character. So you look for the best fit and the right fit.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about, did you watch the national championship?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So during halftime, when the reporter kind of runs up to the coach, the reporter runs up to Nick Saban, and she says, "Hey, coach, like what went wrong in the first quarter?" And one of the things that he said that kind of caught my eye was, or my ear rather, he said that it was clear that the other team had like watched like enough film to sort of determine what their deficits were, areas where they were weak, in order to kind of essentially outcoach them. And I just wondered from your perspective how important coaching is, because you can identify the right person and a person that experiences like excellence in their skill set, but what responsibility do coaches have as far as like taking the potential of a player and ensuring that they are excellent on the field?
That is their number one responsibility. That's their job. That's the foundation of their job, is to take a player that they see has physical traits and mental traits, if you will, and to get the best out of that, out of that player, to maximize and enhance their talents. I think that pertains to, you know, in the workforce as well. I mean, if your boss hires you and they see some skills in you, it's their job to not only just be your boss, but to get the most out of you at that job. If you find yourself with a mentor or someone who has taken you under their wing, it's their responsibility, or they're volunteering to have that responsibility to for you to maximize what it is in you that they see. So as a coach, it's their number one job to get the best out of each recruit that we sign and out of our players.
What's your advice to parents who believe in the potential of their child and want to see them successful athletically? Like, what can they do to best prepare their child, and what are some things that they shouldn't be doing?
Well, of course, the best thing to do is to get their kid as much exposure to college coaches as they can, taking them and putting them on various nowadays in basketball, AAU is it. I mean, a lot of times, my sister got her scholarship offer in basketball from her AAU team, not her high school team. But exposure is the number one thing, and getting their kids in the right environment as far as sending them to camps is huge. But a huge thing also is preparing them academically. There's a lot of people out there and a lot of recruits and a lot of parents out there who have talented kids, but they haven't hammered home and emphasized academics. And by the time their kids are in high school, it's about a little bit too late for a school to actually show serious interest and to really go down the road of offering them a scholarship because their grades are so bad, because their parents did not emphasize the academic side of things. And the one thing that a lot of parents out there forget is that they're trying to get their kids scholarships and to college for themselves to end up getting an education for free, not because that they want their kids to, you know, play professional sports, but the fact that they're trying to get their kids an education for free because college tuition is not cheap. I know that for a fact. But I think those two things, exposure and preparing their kids academically, are the two best things. And what they shouldn't do is they shouldn't hound college coaches and calling them and emailing them constantly. If they feel that their kid is worthy of being evaluated by a college, they should contact them, bring them to their camp, and let their kid's talent do the talking.
Alrighty, so I hope you enjoyed this episode of Season with Salt, episode 16. Please remember to share it with your contacts, those that might find something interested in. Let me know how you liked it. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also have a page on Facebook. So if you want to follow me, pretty much anywhere that this is posted, my follows will be in the content section. So thank you. Hope you enjoyed this and look forward to wrapping with you soon. Bye.